You are listening to Real World News.
Rosa Guillén, World March of Women at the Continental Assembly of Clog Villa Campesina. As part of the Continental Assembly of Clog Villa Campesina, a panel with representatives of allied organizations was held on Friday, October the 19th, at the Palace of Culture in the Nicaraguan capital, Managua. The World March of Women, Friends of the Earth International, Vets Without Borders, and the Biodiversity Network read their analysis on the current situation and other long-term plans. Rosa Guillén, Guatemalan member of the World March of Women, talked about the joint effort in this feminist coordination with La Vía Campesina and many other networks against the Free Trade Area of the Americas, FTAA, in the early 2000s. "We defeated the FTAA, but we have not been able to defeat free trade agreements," said Rosa with regards to the partnership agreements promoted by the European Union in different Latin American countries. Rosa Guillén talked about the importance of the recognition of women's rights in the struggle of countryside organizations, a place where they have always been undermined and exploited in the agriculture tax and in their own families by being restricted to their family production and reproduction roles. "Small-scale farming is a place for women to be present. That is why the alliance with rural organizations is important. Even though it looks naturally, this is a result of the efforts made by men and women in the countryside and the cities," said Rosa. The first assembly of CLOG has ratified and has been promoting the campaign Rejection to Violence Against Women in the Rural Areas for several years. Rosa highlighted institutional violence and the criminalization of the social protests as two key elements. Guillén said violence is grounded on a prejudice against women because they are objectified and identified with spoils.
You are listening to Real World News.